Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, finally back together after like 3 weeks.
It's
quick Charlotte Safaris, and thanks to Rick and Brandon for doing such a great job.
Wasn't that fun?
On the show while we were up, or Corey and I were up at the Queen Charlotte Safaris. Then I came back and I got sick, and Rick and Corey covered last weekend. So finally back together here in the world headquarters. What a great show to start back at too. With War Heroes on Water, Rod Halpern and Caleb Weekly. And we just heard from Anthony Shea. We just heard from Steve Lasley. I mean, my gosh, we got more surprises coming through the show here too for you. So lots going on here on Let's Talk Hookup today.
You're not kidding. It's just a really fun show. So much good fishing happening up and down the beach right now, which we're going to cover in the catch report. And just a great time talking War Heroes on Water. Urging everybody to donate. It's been a very easy thing. We talked about it already this morning, but just to plug it once again, if you want to text a $10 donation to War Heroes on the Water, it's as simple as texting to the phone number 80100, and in the message just typing the word, or just typing the letters WHOW for War Heroes on Water. Again, the number 80100, and in the message type WHOW. Hit send, you'll get a confirmation, reply yes, and you're donating $10 to War Heroes on the Water. Rod threw out a challenge, and we need to make sure that we're beating last year. So again, $10 to an awesome organization, Freedom Alliance and War Heroes on Water. Everybody that's able, we'd love to have you donate. It's going to be a great time, and we're having a great time talking to you. Again, if you want to join us on the phones this morning for the second hour, 213-432-1090 is how you get on the phones, 213-432-1090. Or again, send us a text. We've had a lot of really good texts come through, but plenty of time to keep rolling that second hour. And again, texting only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you include your contact info, because if you win that great prize at the end of the show, we want to get it to you. And again, that great prize, full-day trip fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. How cool is that?
Let's find out what's biting.
It's time, man. It's time for our FishDope.com report. And today, it's sponsored by our great friends at Norisk Lithium Batteries. What an awesome time that was talking with the guys from Norisk last week. We really need to get those guys in here.
Oh, they're coming back.
Yeah, no doubt. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check Norisk Lithium. Lithium.com for more information or dealer near you. That's NORSK, Norisk Lithium.
There you go.
Awesome.
Great stuff. The best there is.
Dude, that was so cool. I really enjoyed
it. You did a great job with that interview too. It was and James is such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Norisk.
It was all about genuine interest. Like that's
yeah.
it. Like you can for
oh, yeah.
sure
it's
see
a,
that's
a hot deal right now.
That's where the future of our marine electric stuff goes. There's more and more stuff now that we rely on that has a much greater demand for electrical draw, and like that's it. It was great. I had a good time
thrilled,
with those guys.
We're thrilled to have them as a partner in Let's Talk Hookup too. So it's great to have the best.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, hey, let's start off our catch report, and you know, a place that we mentioned earlier, and we were very much excited to hear the great fishing going on the bank, and we got our private boater buddy Captain Mark Wish is on the line this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, welcome back there, buddy.
Thanks.
And Rod and Caleb. And Caleb, I just want to say to you and all the vets that are listening here, thank you so much for your service. Listening to that story you told at the start of the show, I was just in stunned disbelief. Oh, my God. Thanks again for all your service.
Thank you for your support. Without you, we couldn't do what we do, so we really appreciate that.
That's awesome, man. So I got to start out this week's report with something a little different here. Obviously, our biggest newsmaker is our upcoming weather, the first tropical storm to hit SoCal here in 84 years, I think it is. But it's coming, and it's for real. And conditions today are pretty much fishable. Tomorrow, I think not. Doesn't look so good for tomorrow. That's when we're going to get the bulk of this thing. But with that being said, a couple bites to pay attention to. I imagine it'll straighten out as soon as this weather goes through over at Catalina. So far, we just got that standard summertime fare, the three Bs pretty much biting all over the island. Nothing new about that. But of note is the fact that some great big yellows have been setting up shop kind of backside east from the east end proper around to Salta Verde like that on the structure spots. And, man, they're good ones. They're bigger fish. And a heavy gear and a big mackerel was the answer for that. And heavy drags and pull hard when you hook one, guys. And then along the coast, our Long Beach zone, the horseshoe kelp and Isers Reef there has kind of been the center of that good bass fishing we've been having. And it's been really good. The water, we've had a lot of wind here, so water rolled a little bit. And, you know, afternoons have been a little tough to fish, but still pretty good fishing. You know, stuff's biting the dropper loop because there's a lot of current. You got to get down toward the bottom. Dropper loop's working good. And then, of course, the sand bass always bite the plastic really good. Just fun fishing and close to home. Offshore, I got to mention our marlin fishing. That main area has been kind of set right in off Catalina there, but it's on the front side, and it's more middle to the west there from right off Long Point up to the isthmus, inside the west end, and up the ridge to the 172. And, you know, close to the island, just 2-3 miles off the island, there's a lot of bait, and there's quite a lot of fish in there, both jig fish, bait fish, and that is so much fun to do that stuff. I've done that a little bit fast. And then on the outside, that tuna fishing, like we guys were talking earlier, that Tanner zone is a gift that just keeps on giving. The catchables are up in the shallows. The bigger stuff is over the edge out in the deeper water. And, it's, man, there's just a lot of fish around, and it's a big area out there. And then Danny from Fish Dope just called me here just before we went on the air with the late-breaking news here. This is like earth-shattering news. We have an honest-to-God albacore season because we're up to a total of 5 now. They caught another albacore.
Another albacore.
They got another one
this morning out there to the west of the Tanner, out kind of between the Cherry and the 7090 out there. We got a hell of a season going on them albies with a total of 5 now. I think we're almost breaking records here.
Wow. That's pretty awesome, man. Well, as you can hear, Mark always refers to Fish Dope. Danny and the boys know their stuff. They follow it. They know it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach if we don't get washed away here. On the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, do prepare because we're actually going to get some wind and quite a lot of rain. So get ready for that.
Good. For sure. Thanks, Mark, for that. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday on drier conditions.
You got it. Should be interesting. We'll see you guys.
All right.
All right. Hey, we're going to jump back into the phones here and or back into the catcher board here. And again, a spot that we were very concerned with and wanting to wish you guys the best of luck. That's Cedro Sport Fishing and our great friend Rosie Flowers online. Good morning, Rosie.
Hi. Good morning, you guys. Great show. Absolutely incredible show this morning.
Thanks.
Wow.
A lot about you guys.
It has been a lot of logistics going on here in the last few days, but I will first of all start off with the fishing has been epic. It has been great. Jeff called in on the last 2 days, right around 8 o'clock, with limits of yellowtail both days. The white sea bass were biting, gold spot bass were biting. We got our first Dorado down at the island on a patty. So the fishing has been great. But obviously, Hillary is heading up north, and Jeff, Zach, and everyone that was at Lodge 1 left the island about 7:27 this morning. I was just finally able to get them on the flight trader. Can see that they're well north of the island. They're probably got about another hour to go before they land. And then the next, the plane will head right back to Cedros and take the group from Lodge 2 and bring them on out too. So, couple of things about the storm coming up. You know, it's hit the landfall of that peninsula, and it's starting to, I guess, downgrade. So what was a Cat 4, by the time it gets up to us, it'll still be a Category 1 or 2 storm, but it is being downgraded, so that is good news. Rain has already hit the island. When Jeff took off, he sent me pictures of the rain coming in. So we are not sending the group down today. We have gotten with the port authorities, the airlines, you know, Adrian and Tom and everybody, and Monday looks great. So depending on what happens throughout the storm, we could be back up and running as early as Monday.
Well, that's
so, but everybody is safe. The crew's been told to, you know, sit tight, stay home, be with your families. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully it goes through quickly and with minimal damage, and everything's good. And I know we'll get an update from you as we proceed, too. I might add, too, that we had our Let's Talk hookup trip that Tommy P hosted a couple weeks ago, and I just posted on our YouTube channel. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show is on YouTube. You can link that right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. On the top, you just click on the YouTube banner there. It takes you right there. A video that Tommy did on his Calico adventure. It had some really good scenes of the island from the air and from the water, too. So check that out. It's on our YouTube channel now, and stories to follow. And Rosie, if somebody wants to book a trip to Cedros Sport Fishing, the best place on Cedros, how do we find you?
All right, you guys, just give me a buzz, 619-772-7570. You can always email me at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com. But I prefer talking to you, getting that call, and we can talk through some different things there. So, okay?
Fantastic. All right.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie.
Be safe.
Talk to
Thank
you,
soon. You guys. Appreciate you.
So let's find out what's going on at C4.
You got it, man. It's time to talk to Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great. Good morning.
Staying dry so far?
So far, man. I mean, it is calm, beautiful, flat calm, fish are biting on the bank. Like, yeah, life is good down here.
It's kind of a weird week leading up to this, and obviously we're going to take a couple days off here as that weather blows through. But some very good fishing this week. It's just a little bit, almost I'd say chaotic, just with the changes there. The half day, still picking away at those bass, calico bass, sand bass. I think they had at least one yellowtail pretty much every day this week, except for Tuesday. They had my yellowtail on at least one of the trips every day. Those rockfish, some bonita in the mix there, some barracuda. So it's kind of weird to see that. You know, you typically expect to be the, you know, middle of summer fishing, and then we got this weather coming through, just canceling some trips. So still, like you said, very good fishing. The full-day trips, we have the San Diego fishing down to Coronado Islands, catching yellowtail, barracuda, rockfish, whitefish, very good fishing. Sea-Watch stuck it out offshore. Little struggles earlier in the week there as they picked away at them, but it's paid off last couple of days there. Nice mix of bluefin, yellowfin, and dorado on those offshore trips. And at least for this coming up week here, we're going to be running a mix of those islands and offshore trips. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have both those trips up there, the full-day fishing islands and the full-day offshore. We got those half-days from morning, afternoon. We're still running those twilight trips. The overnight trips, still catching bluefin. I mean, we're halfway through August here, and I don't think the bluefin fishing has slowed down for more than a few days at a time. And we're seeing some of those big bluefin coming back. Also, we're seeing some of those fish. A lot of them are in that kind of 20 to 50-pound range, but there's also a lot of bluefin in that 100 to 150. I think we had some up to 180 on the Polaris Supreme there. So lots of good fishing. I mean, exactly what you expect in August. Might have a little blip of some weather coming through here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there, half day, full day. It's one day, day and a half. So we've got trips scheduled through the summer into fall there. So definitely make your reservations. Even with this, the wet trips are still filling up really quickly. So make your reservations. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or, hey, come down, visit us in person. Grab a burger, burrito next door, get your gear tuned up, and get out there fishing after this hurricane blows through.
There you go.
No doubt, buddy. Certainly some good fishing to be had. And I think we got really nice weather once this
beautiful
thing gets
past
us. So, yeah, great call. Appreciate it as always, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, that wraps up our catch report.
All right, again, that's going to be sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and that awesome poke kit. Stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
All right, now a special guy's on the line. Pick me up, Beak.
Well, I guess you got me now.
Yeah, I got you now, Beak.
One, two.
Mike the Beak Hurt. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Long time no talk to you on the radio. Good to hear your voices.
No kidding. Now, Rod brought you on here because you're a big part of War Heroes on Water, right?
Well, I'm sure honored to be a part of it, that's for sure. Since the beginning, getting to be a captain in the inaugural trip was really something, and I've been allowed to be a part of it ever since.
Now, the Beak's our ambassador. He runs around at the parties, helps to tie up the yachts. He's on the pier running around seeing all his buddies. And I got to tell you, the yacht crews love seeing him. The staff love seeing him. But the vets, Caleb, really love the Beak.
Absolutely. We like hanging out with his wife more, but he's okay, too.
Of course.
But well, Diane has been my key to many events, that's for sure. She's a great supporter of the whole program, of course, and loves to fish and do all the other stuff. But being amongst the guys, especially before and after parties there, and seeing all the happiness that we get to see. And these are the real war heroes, not just of that, but guys that really have been through it. So to be amongst them, to hear their stories and have them come out on the other end is really important.
Yeah, for sure. So, Beak, your participation, why do you participate with War Heroes on the Water? What does it mean to you?
Well, one of the big things for me is we didn't get the respect coming out of Vietnam. And when I quit college in 65, it was for what I thought was a good reason. When I got out in 70, it was completely different. The attitudes have completely changed. And we never got past that. So it's great to see our society give the support that good patriots need when they go through battle and come out the other side. So it's great for me to see and be able to support these guys that are just a tremendous group of people, and so happy to be amongst them.
That's cool. So Ambassador Beak, you're going to be a part of the whole thing. You're going to be at the island. Are you going to be on a particular boat, Rod? Is he going to be on a particular boat or just kind of roving around?
Beak will be on one of the boats. He's there for the kickoff. He's there for the parties. He helps do all that stuff on the dock, and then he helps on the pier with the weigh-in and all that kind of stuff. So he's there to greet everybody and be part of, you know, team. We say WOW is family, and Beak is part of that family. So for our staff, for the yacht crews, for the vets, for everybody, he's there. He's our ambassador, and just really at every point from the, you know, from the kickoff to the award ceremony, he's a participant and he's present. And like you said, like being a Vietnam guy and coming in and seeing what we're doing for the vets today, I know it's real important to him.
Yeah. Beak, you're awesome. Thanks for helping us out, and thanks for being such a big part of War Heroes on Water.
Great job, Beak.
Well, love all you guys. Miss being on the show, so maybe sometime we'll talk about marlin fishing or something like that. It's going to be a heck of a year this year.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be good.
So I wish everybody good fishing and look forward to seeing as many of you as possible with this WOW event.
Yeah. Thanks, Beak.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for participating. Appreciate it very much. All right. You have a good catch.
Take care.
I thought so for sure. This was from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, hey, first off, fishing heels. And I love the conversation this morning. Can you guys talk a little bit more about the charitable partner Freedom Alliance and how they've helped WOW change veterans' lives? Thanks from John in Rancho San Diego.
Well, I'll start and then I'll pass it to Caleb. So Freedom Alliance is a nonprofit out of Virginia. And again, they specialize in combat wounded veterans and supporting them and their families. They do all kinds of great stuff. These outdoor excursions, as Caleb mentioned, with some healing as part of it. They also support, I know that one of the big things they're really proud of is the scholarships they give to the kids at the Gold Star the Gold Star kids where they've lost, you know, one of their parents or something like that. So college scholarships, outings, excursions. I know I've seen lots of stuff where they're giving maybe a veteran that needs a vehicle or a special device or, you know, like a all-terrain kind of thing to get them around their properties and, you know, just helping them, you know, get over a rough spot. And Caleb, you probably got some examples better than I do.
Oh, yeah. They do a really good job to kind of bridge that gap where guys who are kind of unsure of, you know, organizations helping out or, you know, saying, oh, I don't want a handout. A lot of their staff is veterans, right? So they're able to talk with these guys one-on-one. And then when they do, they understand, hey, these guys understand me, and they're actually just here to help, which is what's so important about organizations like Freedom Alliance, WOW, stuff like that, because a lot of these guys don't, they look at stuff like this and they say, oh, I don't need a handout. Nothing really happened to me. I'm not that important in the grand scheme. But when they talk to people that understand them or just generally have that respect, they see that they are loved and cared about more so than what they thought they weren't. And it really helps them to kind of open up. And Freedom Alliance has done some amazing things for amazing veterans across the United States. I know they have a program and they gift homes. Wow. They gift cars to veterans who, you know, maybe them and their spouse are working, you know, 2-3 different jobs and just to make ends meet. Sure. And they have one car and they're using the bus and stuff like that. So they will pick up that need and they will donate a car. Veterans who are, you know, on the verge of homelessness with a family, they do their best to bridge that gap and get them into something. I know they just gave away a home, I think last month. But not only the big things like that, they don't just offer things, they offer mental health support. They offer a lot of these retreats. They have professionals on these retreats to help with marriage counseling or, you know, any sort of mental health that you're going through, helping your kids understand what you're going through, what you went through, and being okay with that, knowing that, you know, mom or dad is, you know, missing a limb or two and can't get out there and run and play with you, but helping them understand that it's not that they're different. It's just you just got to change gears a little bit and you can still do all the same stuff.
Totally.
Right? And Freedom Alliance has done a fantastic job helping. Like, I have to stress it because a lot of places focus on just the individual veteran, which is fantastic. They need it. But Freedom Alliance has done a good job to focus on the whole family. So it comes full circle. And it's so important because a lot of guys that have a family that doesn't understand what's going on, you could have a problem, and it helps that they focus on the veteran, their family, their children, and they want to make them, they're working on trying to help them get back to what was normal before with the new current injuries.
It's so cool to see an organization doing it for all of like the right reasons and run by guys that have been in the same thing. They're not doing it because it looks good on Instagram, and they're not doing it because it's some kind of a tax thing. Like, they're doing it because it's like-minded guys that just need a hand, and they're just there to offer that hand.
I mean, 100%. You can see when you get in there and you meet these guys for the first time.
It's real.
You can just see their heart is in it. It's not, hey, take a picture, look what
I
did.
That's what I'm saying.
100%. You can feel the love. And Rod said earlier, WOW is family. Honestly, through Freedom Alliance and WOW, these guys, we come in, we meet these people, these different yacht owners, these crews, but we do stuff with them throughout the whole year.
That's rad.
I know a couple of months ago, Steve Lasley was back. He was here for like a week, and he was doing some grading. And I was like, hey, you need some help? You're an hour away. I'll be up there if you need it. And he's like, no, I got it. But, you know, it's just the little things like that. And then we, you know, we go out randomly with these guys that have their boats. And throughout the year.
Hey, Fisher, we got an extra spot. You want to come?
Exactly.
That's rad. And
that's so cool.
It just shows you that they're in it because they love and appreciate you, and you guys have a mutual family that you didn't know you had before. That's and cool. Now the sport fishing community has really stepped up, and a lot of us that have never even been on the water feel like we're kind of amateur pros. And we get to understand the life, and it just shows us that there's a whole other community that loves and appreciates us, and we're able to hopefully give back to them and show them our love and appreciation as well.
That's cool.
Well said.
Well, hey, let's jump in the phones.
You got it, man. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Rich. He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everybody. First, I'd like to thank all the men and women who have served our country, and a big thanks to War Heroes on the Water for bringing the joy and happiness to those folks. My question is, I think Scott beat me to it, but is there any program for guys that maybe three or four want to go on a six-pack out for a day?
That's a good question, and for what we do, we run like one fishing tournament once a year, and that's kind of our deal. I know there's a lot of organizations out here that have a lot of veteran support stuff. I don't really know exactly where to point you to, but really, I know there's a lot. You know, I know that like some of the sport fishing landings have like special offers for veterans and stuff like that. And there's some other. I think the San Diego Anglers does something
exactly
like that.
Right,
yeah, I know Dwayne's hit me up a couple times. Every time I see him, he's like, "Hey, we do these trips, and we not necessarily six pack charters, but more on the sport fishing boats." There's that Ajo Charter, Brian at Mission Fish. He does a lot of stuff. Uh-huh. I'd recommend looking those guys up. They're really good. There's a number of different organizations. For us, we run a fishing tournament once a year.
So let me ask you this, which brings up a thought of my process. There's some great six-pack charter boats in Southern California, whether it be Newport, L.A., San Diego. What if a group of people wanted to get together and say, hey, we're going to charter this, the Limitless, out of Dana Landing, 44 Pacifica, and participate in War Heroes on Water? Is that a feasibility thing?
Absolutely.
You want to spend the money to go charter Maddie and his boys for 4 days or 3 days and participate in this. Is there anybody that does that?
Well, I can tell you the Patriot here out of the landing here is fishing this year. They're coming up on the Patriot
and that's
participating
awesome.
In WOW.
Oh, cool.
I mean, you got a boat called the Patriot. They kind of have to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the owner is friends with one of our WOW vets, Stevie Finn, his dad, and they went to high school together or something like that. So,
but I'm just thinking like a group of guys that want to make a difference. You know, they go charter.
They don't have a 44 Pacifica, but they know where to borrow one for a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, that's we would be
or
delighted.
Gals, I should say,
we would be delighted to have Limitless would be a great boat. There's a lot of great six pack.
Yeah,
boats
I'm just throwing out that because that's the point. But there's lots of other six pack boats that are probably available for charter on those dates.
It's tough. It's prime time. It's a weekend in September, and I have a hard time getting – a lot of those guys want to volunteer as crew, just to, the guys on it. But, Jamie's like, I'd love to do it. I'm booked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like you say, it's not a day. It's 5 days.
Yeah, you show up to Newport on Saturday, and you really don't – you can't even fish Tuesday. So it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at least. And you're getting the boat ready Friday and put to bed,
But still, what a great thing. Totally.
For sure. So,
and how many vets do you usually put on each boat?
Two or three, depending on the capacity. Like, we put, a boat like ours, a 38-footer or a Surly or something like that. We'll have two, and then some of these bigger yachts, Bad Company, whatever. We try to limit it to three, just so that, if you only catch three bluefin, everybody gets one type of thing. However that goes. So, we can take those sorts of deals.
Gotcha.
And just to kick back to you talked about San Diego Anglers. It's like a division that they have that is just called the San Diego Anglers Foundation, and it is just for that. And like you said, you said it best. It's a great group in San Diego, more sport boat wise, but they just get a hold of them through their website. Super easy to find, and again, just another really great source of just getting out and having fun on the water, and taking care of our veterans. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls and text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. The late summer and fall is the absolute best time to be in the Eastern Sierra. The fish are biting, the weather cools, the colors are amazing. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick's sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino, Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, I want to remind you this portion of the show. Hey, it's time for Big Tuna in SoCal. And if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. They both come in rings or non-ring versions. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And great for a big tuna. And, you know, speaking of big tuna, there's also a big tuna tournament coming up here.
Yeah,
not too long, Pete.
Real big one. Bill Egan from Western Outdoor News is on the line. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Now, last week in Western Outdoor News, there was a big supplement about the Cabo Tuna Jackpot Tournament. And why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're looking forward to our 25th anniversary Cabo Tuna Jackpot down in beautiful Cabo. It's going to be the 2nd and 3rd of November fishing days. We had 157 teams last year, record payout. Just talked to a couple captains down there today, you know, asking them about the weather, and they said that they're right on the edge and it's not real bad down there. A little bit of rain and a little bit of wind, but, you know, we're looking forward to an awesome event this year. It's our, 25th anniversary, and I've taken over for Pat McDonald and the new tournament director, and just can't wait to get out there. It's going to be awesome.
So you're the new tournament director after Pat. Wow, that's a big job, Billy, and it's a big, big tournament. Now, how does one participate in that? I know it's super fun. I've been there. Rod, you've been there. It's a super fun tournament to participate in. How do you get in it?
Well, you know, that's kind of the key to that. It's anybody's tournament. You know, it's only $1,000 entry for a team to get in there. You can have one angler up to now 6 anglers. We increased the angler base from 4 to 6. So some of the bigger boats can have some more people on it. But, you know, I always say this when I'm on stage down there and there's big crowds that are watching the weigh-ins. A lot of people stop by and check out the weigh-ins. And for $1,000, a team can get involved for the top 3 biggest fish. You don't even have to get in the other option pools. You can just sign up for $1,000, get a boat down there with one of the many places that are offering charter boats down there, you know, get your place to stay with people, and for about $3,500 split between 4 ways, you can get involved with this tournament. Now, obviously, you know, if you're, you know, like some of the big boats down there, you're going to do your basic entry and you can go all the way up to $50,000 if you want to with all the different option pools we have. We have Dorado options, we have Wahoo options, and obviously tuna options. But, you know, we've got teams that come down there, they fish in pongas, and then you got the teams that are fishing out of the big Viking boats. And it's really a tournament for all anglers that want to come down there. We get anglers that come from all over the world, let alone Texas, Florida, Canada, you name it. They're coming from everywhere to fish it. And, you know, the mantra for the tournament is party hard and fish harder. And we like to make sure that everybody has a great time. We, for those that aren't fishing, we have stuff for everybody to do. Every morning there's the Coastal Launch Boat, where you get to go out, have some champagne, some breakfast hors d'oeuvres, and watch the flare gun start, which is an amazing scene to see. 150, 160 boats taking off on that shotgun launch. It's awesome. So Cabo Cusa Jackpot is our website. You can go to CatchStat, check out all the teams that are currently entered. I think we have a little over 60 teams currently signed up. Lots of teams still sending in their entries, but you know, it's a great time to come on out, bring your family out. It's something that everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, for sure. And we share some great sponsors too. Costa Sunglasses, of course, big sponsor. Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon, big sponsors, and some great stuff. It's really a fun time and a fun thing. So CaboTunaJackpot.com, again, is that that's Billy, that's the website?
Yeah, CaboTunaJackpot.com. You can also go to our main website, which is wonews.com. You know, there's, like you said, there's so many sponsors involved. There's each of the four team members get a backpack full of some cool sponsors or swag. We're going to have, you know, new shirts produced this year for Sweet. People that would like to take some home with them. Lots of good time. You got Cinco Perros tequila that's involved, Costa, Berkeley,
Yamaha,
you name it.
Yeah,
best sponsors in the business. It's a great time to come down to Cabo, enjoy Cabo. It's the week after the Bisbees, so a lot of the teams have fished
the
big Bisbees and stick around for it. And we're actually looking at starting maybe another tournament soon, so keep your eyes out. There might be two events down there in Cabo for guys to fish here in the future.
Great. Billy Egan from Western Outdoor News, thanks a lot for joining us this morning, and I'm sure be checking in plenty of times before November with you here to promote the Cabo Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having us on, guys. Good fishing, and be safe out there. It's calm before the storm.
Yeah, indeed, for sure.
Thanks, Billy.
Hey, got a great text here from Big Dave in Ladera Ranch. He says, hi, Rod. I am looking forward to the War Heroes on the Water fishing tournament. I'm a sponsor and a volunteer, and I can't wait to help. So, again, we've talked about this. People like Big Dave, listeners are out there. They say, hey, how do I help?
Well, there's a lot of ways to help. Obviously, like I said, it's a charity. It's a fundraiser. So, you know, go to our website, warheroesonwater.com. There's a donate now, and you can click on there and give money straight to Freedom Alliance. War Heroes on Water gets credit for it, kind of for our fundraising opportunity. That's number one. Also on the website, if you want to be a volunteer, there's a tab there to say, I want to get involved. You can put in your information, see, you know, if there's a way to have, you know, stuff in goodie bags or handing stuff out or, you know, all kinds of that sort of logistics that goes on. We're taking some volunteers for that. We have a team that manages that, and it's not me. I got enough on my plate.
Okay, so who is that? Who do they contact?
Oh, well, they'll do it through the website.
Okay.
And then they'll put
in
a form.
And the website, once again,
is warheroesonwater.com.
Warheroesonwater.com.
Yeah. And you got to spell heroes with an E, H-E-R-O-E-S. We spelled it wrong on our logo when we first did it.
H-E-R-O-E-S.
Yeah, so warheroesonwater.com has all the information about the event, how to volunteer, how to donate, all that kind of stuff. Links there to a bunch of great videos that we put out. The same guys that's doing the Bad Company videos, doing the War Heroes videos. So it's not David Lasley filming it all, but
no.
You know, we embed video people on the boats and take video and we make
cool.
this nice compilation stuff. So we get some good interviews from the vets and things like that. Get that.
No, it is.
Stuff.
Yeah. And of course, you could probably, Freedom Alliance probably has a link to it too, right? I would think, Caleb.
Yeah, if you go right to Freedom Alliance and donate, it may or may not track back to WOW.
Yeah.
So we prefer coming through our website.
But you can donate right now.
Yeah, right now.
Today.
Yeah.
By sending a text.
Just
easy.
Send a text.
$10.
Just send a text to 80100. So
we'd like you to use your credit card and give a little more than $10.
Yeah, sure. And you can do that. You want to donate $100? You want to donate $1,000? Whatever. It all goes to... helping
it
guys
does.
Like Caleb
it,
and
one of your listeners, when you're at, you gave $5,000 or something like
that. Yeah, that's cool. 80100 in the phone number line,
mm-hmm.
and then you type in the subject line or the actual text is WHOW.
That's it.
You hit it. It gives a response to you, and then you just reply yes to that response that you want to donate. $10 or $100 or
it's
whatever.
It's $10 per pop on the text.
$10 per pop on the text, and then there's options to be able to donate more.
And there's no limit. I've been using Rod's phone the entire show.
Perfect.
So yeah, I'm an hour and 45 minutes in, and it is not stopped. It is not accepted one $10 donation
so,
the whole time.
Yeah, and Rod said we did a great job last year. Let's beat that
You're
record.
Damn right.
Let's go for it this year. Come on, listeners. And you know the good thing is that you know whether it be live or on our Let's Talk Hookup app when people are listening while they're driving to work. During Monday through Friday, it'll still work. It's not just today, Saturday. You can do it up to the tournament, right?
Right, but I can tell you the gals that pay attention to that, when they come in like next week on Monday or Tuesday, I'm like, what happened over the weekend?
Yeah.
What do you mean what happened? I was on the best fishing talk show on the coast. And you know,
with the best listeners, too. So well, thank you all out there for helping out. Such a great cause that we certainly all believe in, for sure. Hey, John in Mira Mesa has a great text. He says, can you recall of the most physically challenged vet that got to fish and the outcome of that experience?
Well, mentally, probably Caleb over here. No, but, you know, we've got a lot of vets, like multiple amputees and stuff like that, a lot of them PTSD and stuff like that. But from my perspective, last year we had one of the gals, one of the female vets that came out, and she had lost or broke her prosthetic leg. Just before her name's Maggie. She's a firecracker.
That's
say the
rad.
Least.
Really is.
So she fished a tournament on the Bad Company 75, mostly in a wheelchair.
Wow.
And she caught a big tuna and a bunch of stuff like that. And then at the closing ceremony where the fly was going on, she just somehow wiggled her way up to the top and jumped off the side of the boat. You know, she only got one leg.
Wow.
But a heart about this big. So,
so
Caleb, you've been there every year. Would you think Maggie's probably the most physically disabled that we've had, given the fact that she didn't have a prosthetic that year?
Yeah. I mean, once her prosthetic broke, it was just, we were kind of unsure.
Sure.
And then you saw the film of her with a rod in one hand wheeling around the back of the Bad Company in her wheelchair.
Jeez.
And she's the type of person that does the work herself. So she's like this and pushing herself around. And
yeah.
Guys were helping her. But yeah, I mean, that was probably the hardest one last year. And she just, you wouldn't even have known there was a difference.
And do you recall where her injury came from?
Say again?
Where her injury came from?
I don't know.
Do you know what her division of service was in?
She was Army.
She was Army. The most physically disabled guy I think has been in WoW, and he's been in a number of years, was a Marine named Brian Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brian's he's got like one arm and that's it.
One leg.
And one
arm and one leg.
Yeah,
he's my hunting partner.
He's your hunting partner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brian's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And but I would say he's probably the like from a like missing the most body parts kind of guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't let it stop him one little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all over doing everything. We seen him on the dance floor, like swinging girls around, like all kinds of stuff.
I love it.
Wow.
But Brian's a great guy, and he epitomizes WoW, I think.
He's the influence as that why we go to the Marlin Club.
he drags you over there.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Exactly.
Come on, we're going.
I'm sure Rod had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure. So again, give us kind of the rundown about the tournament, what it's going to start, how people participate, and all that kind
and
of stuff.
And if you got a boat and want to do it, we need a couple boats, man. If you got a boat, let's do this. Let's make it happen.
So, Rick, that reminds me. Last year here, you thought, I'd love to do it next year. Let me see if I can do it. I was thinking of getting Team Sweat Hog back together and maybe get me and you and Scott Nagel and put
a team
together.
I'm totally in.
We'll run the second team. Me and you and Nagel will be a team.
September. Yeah, I think I got to make sure that we're far enough outside baby time, and I think we are. I think I can pull that
off.
Well, I would love to. That would be awesome.
Totally.
Me, you, and Nagel. We all worked at Western Outdoor News together, tuna jackpot, all that
I'd
kind
love
of stuff.
To.
So
I'm
we'll
totally
get the band back together.
Yeah.
And we'll catch something.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun. But yeah, we need it. We need more yachts. There's one. We just got one. We got mine.
Oh, you got yours.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, but the event kicks off in what was that? The 23rd, Caleb?
22nd.
The 22nd is when the vets.
22nd of September.
When the vets arrive, the 23rd is the big kickoff party and the boat parade and national anthem in Newport Harbor. We encourage everybody to come down to Newport. You know, if you got a skiff, a duffy, a paddleboard, whatever, when that national anthem happens and the boat parade starting at 5 p.m., it is a great feeling. And everybody in Newport is out waving their flags, honking their horns, supporting the vets. We got 50 sport fishing yachts plus everybody else, maybe 100 yachts, parading through Newport with the color, all that stuff. But they head out to sea. They fish all day Sunday. They fish Monday till 4 p.m., wind up back in Avalon. I want to point something out. Calvin Cooper, who owns the Helena out of Dana War Sport Fishing, is donating the boat. They're going to show up on Avalon, crack of dawn, Monday morning, the second day of fishing, with a tank full of bait for the tournament.
Wow.
That's so rad. Second day is so hard. Everybody's out of bait. You know, it rolls over and fished, all that kind of stuff. So we'll have 30, 40 scoops of bait over there at Avalon for the tournament. At the end of the tournament, they're offering fish processing, filleting, and stuff like that. So the guys, after they weigh a big tuna, they want to come to the pier and be part of the party, not go back to the boat and cut a tuna. So we got big support from Calvin. I want to call him out there. But it's that, and then that Monday's the closing ceremony, and weigh in, watch it on the internet. In the Green Pier in Avalon.
So if people are going to participate on the internet, what's the website?
You go to warheroesonwater.com.
Warheroesonwater.
It all starts there.
And again, HEROES.
Yeah, and hopefully if you start typing it in, like at least...
It'll come up.
Yeah, it'll come up.
If you just Google War Heroes on Water, it'll come up.
Yeah, look on Facebook, look on Instagram. We got all the social channels. We got a YouTube channel. We got a zillion videos that make you cry.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's very emotional. Like one of the things about this tournament, we didn't talk about it too much, but the biggest thing for the veterans that we face, or they face, and we all face, is, you know, the veteran suicide deal.
Yeah.
And it's rampant. And we know we won't keep the streak alive, but if you're a WoW vet that's been in War Heroes on Water, you're still with us right now. And
that's cool.
We're batting 1,000, and we won't keep it that way. Right, Caleb?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
But it's that weekend. It's a year-long planning, but it's that
and a lot of money and effort and time goes into this. I know this is your baby.
Yeah, and how cool to have Avalon support us. How cool to have Newport Harbor. Cool. We hosted the tournament the year Caleb won. The Tuna Club of Avalon let us run the tournament out of there once.
Wow. Not once.
We may or may not have all wound up in the water at the very end of that.
When people started ripping the relics off the wall, probably it didn't. They said, we
gave Dave Hansen the microphone. Maybe we shouldn't have done that.
Well, that was mistake one through six.
That was the biggest mistake. Yeah, for sure. But again, City of Avalon's the city of Newport, Avalon Harbor, Newport Harbor Department, and then all the people that own yachts and boats that participate.
I'm pulling yachts from Channel Islands to San Diego.
Yeah.
Like the whole region.
Yeah.
I got three.
And you're pulling vets from all across the country, right?
Absolutely.
Where's the furthest one coming from?
I know we got some from Alaska, all over
from
the
Alaska.
East Coast. Yeah.
East Coast?
Yeah. He's from Alaska. A lot of California guys, but all over the country. Wherever they come from.
Wherever they are.
We fly them in.
You fly them in. This is all part of the deal.
They're hosted.
They are hosted all the way around.
How do we do, Caleb, on taking care of the vets?
I mean, a lot of guys that are new to the tournament are the best ones to see, because you get there and we're in the hotel up in Orange County by John Wayne Airport the first night, and these guys are like, have you been here before? Yeah, I've been a part of this every year. Do they do this every year? They bring everybody, because it's worry-free to you. You just got to show up. If you're flying, you just got to show up and get on your plane.
Wow.
If you're driving in, they're in contact with you the whole way, and they know, like, hey, you're 15 minutes out. They're there waiting for you at the front.
Wow.
You get checked into the hotel, and then it's for all of us that have been there, it's a family reunion.
Yeah.
For the new guys, they're just getting a bigger family.
Yeah.
And
what a special thing.
The lobby there in the hotel where we stay is just what happens that first night. We had a lot of the returning boat captains or the crew. Well, hey, I know you're here. I'm just going to come over and say hi. And they just hang out for a little bit. Rod's always there. It's just... It's literally a family reunion. Think of a family reunion that hasn't seen people in 20 years.
Whoa.
And we just saw each other last year.
Yeah.
But it's literally like you haven't seen each other in 20 years.
And then so when somebody new comes in, they become part of the family.
They're like, and then there's certain people like me that just grab you, pull you right in. I don't have to know you. And I just put you right in the middle of everything. And
that's
I don't
cool.
care if it's your comfort zone or not. And it honestly helps. A lot of guys hate it, but by day two, they're like, thanks,
they're
bro.
Into it. That's awesome.
It's important to note, Caleb's mother-in-law is a WoW vet as well.
She is. She's a combat wounded Army veteran that she's been in the last 2 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the San Diego. And we got more. You stay tuned. Let's talk. Hook up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link, It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hole weighs about half as much as similar size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Deweloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Caleb's going to do us the honor flipping the prize coin there, see if our winner. And today we have a caller. Congratulations, Rich in Oceanside. You have got yourself a brand, or you are going fishing on board the San Diego, full day trip with Booger and the boys. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. And Caleb, thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Have fun at the tournament, and thanks for all you do for your fellow vets.
I will. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your service, too.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Rod, again, how do we text?
Again, if you want to give $10 right here, right now, type into the phone number you want to text. He was 80100. In the message part, just type in WHOW and hit send, and then it'll give you a confirmation. You'll hit yes, I want to give $10. And I recommend doing it 5, 10, 15, 20
times. At least, yeah. Yep, and if you want to give $5,000, you can do that, too.
Yeah, if you want to give more, like, listen, visit warheroesonwater.com. Look us up on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, all kinds of great information there. Visit us, learn about it, support our veterans. And Pete and Rick, as always, really so much appreciate you guys give us the opportunity to support this tournament and these veterans.
Hey, tomorrow, Captain Dylan Reed from Bite Sport Fishing. And thanks to Christian for what he does. And thanks to Adam. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mightier 1090 and the ESPN app.